What's up? Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute, talking real estate, rambling on about my journey. Hopefully you find value in what we're talking about regarding real estate, and that is buying, selling, leasing, property management, construction management, and consulting of commercial, residential, and multifamily apartment buildings here in the local market of Northeast Ohio. So 49 degrees, it was 76 degrees yesterday. So if you like roller coaster weather, come to Cleveland. It's great, cold in the morning, hot in the afternoon, you get all four seasons. And that really affects properties and what you need to do right now. Gotta get the grass cut. It's been raining, April showers, as they call it, is happening right now, so trying to get a grass cutter set up to cut and trim our grass, because the city of Cleveland likes to give out tickets for high grass. So we'll get that done today. What else is in store? Got to pay bills, always paying invoices, paying vendors, because there's just so much that we have to do to maintain these houses. So we just talked about grass cutting, but you know, any other repairs, maintenance, all that kind of stuff is on always being done. So, but we're not doing it, obviously. Sometimes I am. It seems like I'm doing a lot of work on my own just to get things done, but we always have to hire contractors to do the work, and then they got to get paid. So that's something that we've talked about in the past. Really not difficult part of the business, but it takes time and effort, and you got to make sure that you're accounting for all the dollars going in and going out. So when you get into the property management business or real estate business in general, you have to be aware that this is happening. So more subscriptions are on the way. Cleveland is getting a commercial listing service through Catalyst, I believe, the local association, the Akron Cleveland Association of Realtors, has organized this commercial listing service for local brokers as a another alternative to listing services such as CoStar and other platforms that people are using to market their properties. So, and these are commercial listings, office, retail, multifamily apartment buildings, and light industrial, land, and the such. Now, you can advertise and market your commercial properties on the local MLS, but 90% of the people, brokers and agents that are on there are only doing residential properties. So, your audience is on CoStar mostly. That's a worldwide and national audience for commercial properties. So, you know, we'll see how that works out. It's, again, another subscription. Looks like it's going to cost $300, or basically $100 a month. So another bill that I have to pay and maintain and create income for. And so it just has to be done. Trying to still work residential leads. We're taking any and all leads right now just to get our income stabilized and built, so that we can continue to build our commercial brokerage business. Still continue to get California investors. You Californians are really loving Cleveland. For whatever reason, that's all the calls I'm getting for investors coming in to Cleveland to invest in. One to, it seems like 20 units. And then there are a few that are looking in the 30 unit and above category. So we will continue to welcome investors from out of state. And then we just need to figure out how we are managing properties and really being selective, it depends. Like, the worse the neighborhood, the harder it is to manage, because you have more difficult tenants, more difficult collections, and more difficult security when it comes to securing a property, especially when somebody moves out and you're trying to get it marketed and people know that it's vacant and they break in, and it's hard to have any security. Even if you put an alarm system in, the alarm system goes off quite often, then the police stop coming because it takes them a while to get there, and when there's nobody to arrest, then they keep getting the calls, and then you could also get charged. So it's really tough to secure properties in marginal neighborhoods that have a lot of crime, and people just know the vacant houses that they can exploit, either for stealing stuff out of it or using it as a shelter or what have you. So just be mindful of that when you're doing property management. The owners really have to commit to a certain standard to fix up these houses, and then also understand the risks involved in investing in houses in these type of neighborhoods. So we can't be there 24/7. Things happen. You just need to figure out a way to secure your properties, have people constantly keep an eye on the properties, like your neighbors, building good relationships with your neighbors, getting them a small gift card or lunch or something, just so that they will keep an eye on your house and inform you and call the police if they see anything that is really in need of attention. So we're also working on closings. We listed the portfolio of houses or duplexes to investors, and getting showings, but not getting a lot of offers. So that's telling me that we need to start lowering the price. I don't know if the owners will be hip to that, but we will see how that goes. So just listed a retail house for sale, but in this type of neighborhood, which is a higher end neighborhood, people want to see something turnkey. This owner rented this out, had a nightmare of bad tenants, and then we helped them get it back into shape. But bathrooms are remodeled and the property's cleaned up, but people still want everything to be perfect, and it's not. And at the price point, I think we're okay, but feedback we're getting is that the house is too much work for someone, and they're probably looking to totally remodel it and do all that, so they want something turnkey. But in this neighborhood, you're not going to get anything remotely close to under 200,000 in that zip code. That's what we're listing this house for, just under 200,000, and I think it's a good value, but we'll see how the market responds to that. And then we are working on commercial listings, a 16 unit apartment building that we're putting a business plan together to see if we can raise the capital and invest in that, and then also investing and raising funds for a possible sportsplex facility in the Akron area, so about 30 minutes south of Cleveland. So we'll continue to update you on those that progress and how we're doing with that. Right now we're just putting the business plan together, doing some due diligence, looking at any kind of city violations or how we can navigate the zoning process and things like that. So I'll do a small episode on that coming up here soon. So gonna cut it off right here. We'll be back with another segment later on today. So we will see you soon. What's up? Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute, talking real estate. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, almost May. It's almost summer. Oh my gosh. You know what? I reiterate this every podcast. What have you been doing to get to your goals if that's what you're trying to do? I'll admit I need to get back on track. I need to set goals. One is as far as getting commercial listings. Need to get back on track on that. And that also to help supplement the income, also doing some residential work. We do get leads from different sources. Zillow has a product, and also Realtor.com has a product to get us leads. So learning to manage those leads. Last time on the podcast, talked about a portfolio that's for sale. Two of our property management clients are liquidating their portfolio, just trying to cash out, and you know, they just don't want to keep these houses any longer. They want to take their money and put it into other investments. So we will try to get those sold, although there's some challenges. We talked about the city of Cleveland is demanding inspections, which they can do inspections on these properties through the rental registration program. And then if there's any violations that are identified, you or the company that owns the house is required to complete those repairs, or it is prosecuted as a criminal act. Now, you know, I understand why they do that. I think they should, in my opinion, give some leniency to those that are trying to fix up their homes and their investments, because some of the repairs are pretty expensive. So, you know, it's really tough for an owner to pluck down that type of capital. Sometimes we're talking $20,000 to $30,000, even though you can make the argument they should have been putting that money in already. But sometimes tenants destroy the property because, you know, we've had them in there and they are professional tenants, so they stop paying rent, let's say, and then as they're leaving, they don't take care of the house and they possibly destroy the house. So, you know, it becomes a vicious cycle, and it's just really tough to deal with sometimes. Hopefully that is not your story in your rental properties, but we know what happens despite the fact that we screen the tenants as best as possible. A lot of times we inherit tenants from landlords that don't screen, and then you see what happens. So we will continue to fight that good fight and screen our tenants and try to prevent some of these things happening. But it's hard to when you inherit tenants from owners that probably didn't use the correct property management company, and this is the result of that. So if you're looking for a portfolio to buy, we got some good deals. The owners are motivated to sell. So give me a call, 440-941-3692, or you can call for just a talk shop or what have you. I always welcome calls from any investors or listeners looking to talk real estate. So that's that. Need to set, you know, for May, I think we'll take it month by month, week by week, day by day. I need to make, as an example, need to make one call to inquire about listing a commercial property, even if it's just to get my sign up so that people can call and inquire about properties, or if I know if they're looking, I can help them find more properties. So just continually building your funnel, your lead generation, and I think that's so important in this business. Your leads are your income, because that's where it all starts. Leads then get funneled into buyers, that get funneled into closings, that get funneled into a commission check. So if you're in brokerage, that's what you're here for. If you're in investments, then, you know, obviously you're looking for the cash flow or for the sale of a house. So again, all involve leads, whether it's buyer leads, seller leads, funneling them down to get them to the final end point so that you can make your money. So it's not a difficult concept. It's something that you really need to understand, and then quite frankly everything else is easy, because you just have to figure out how to get those leads in and then how to manage those leads. And we manage our leads through a CRM system, customer relationship management system, called Follow Up Boss. And you know, it's not easy to keep up with all of your leads, but you just have to have a system to contact your leads and then get them to the next step in the buying process or the selling process or what have you. Talking today to a colleague about redeveloping a 16 unit apartment building near the Cleveland Clinic. So that area is starting to come around as far as real estate appreciation goes, and then the desirability of living in the neighborhood close to the Cleveland Clinic, where about 20,000 people commute to work. So there's people that are looking to live in that neighborhood. I actually 20 years ago looked at a townhouse there to buy, but it was, for me, it was too far on the east side, and I didn't know at the time that I would be working at the Cleveland Clinic. So if I could have predicted the future, I probably would have bought that townhome, because it's very close to downtown. It's near the Cleveland Clinic, and you know, that's how it goes sometimes. What else is going on? Just trying to scale up and develop our property management business. We're managing over 150 units right now. I think it's close to 200 units in my current book of business. I got a couple big apartment buildings that I close deals on, and you know, we will continually work as a team in our brokerage to figure that out. Other than that, I'm going to leave this segment. We'll come back later on today. We have inspections today of a property that was required for rental registration in the city of Cleveland, and so all the repairs have been done. Now the inspector comes back and certifies that everything is done and completed. So hopefully we will pass. I was given assurance from our contractor that everything was done. So we will see. So I'll come back in the next segment later on this afternoon. We'll see you then.
What's up? Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate, segment 3. The following day, recapping my day from yesterday. Had a good sales meeting. We have a sales meeting every Monday, and then a team meeting every Tuesday. You know, if you're getting into this business, there's really no shortcuts. You just got to keep grinding it out, and just put in the work and listen to people, as many people that are having success in the business that you're trying to succeed in, no matter what the business is. But in our case, real estate brokerage for both commercial and residential, you just gotta absorb everything that you can. You don't necessarily have to do everything that people are saying, but just take note of how, you know, what people are saying that have had experience in the business, had success in the business, and just give it a try. And then it eventually, your own style, your own success processes will come to life based on your particular business. So it's good to have those type of meetings, sharing things, having gratitude for the fact that you're in business, that you're doing what you hopefully love to do. If you're not doing that, then why are you doing it? I mean, if you're doing it for the money, that's fine, but you're, in my opinion, you're not going to be successful because you're not going to enjoy what you're doing. You're not going to get through the tough times when business isn't good, and you're just going to quit. And I've seen that in a lot of things I've done. You know, I've made a lot of money in different corporate jobs and other things, but if you don't really enjoy what you're doing, it's just going to become a grind and a job that you hate doing, and then you're going to end up finding something else to do anyway. And then so that's my observation from yesterday. I think it's I've followed that advice for myself my whole career, and I'm in real estate brokerage now. If you've heard my story before, I was supposed to go to med school 20 some years ago, and I'm glad I didn't, because I'm really enjoying what I'm doing now. You know, there's a lot of things that I enjoy doing in life, but this is really something that I've gravitated towards. So let's see if we can make this work. Hopefully your business, whatever you're in, will work. But if you're along on my journey, whether you're in real estate or not, that's what I've seen. So we're working on selling properties, portfolio of duplexes, and we're getting a lot of showings, but people are just trying to get a bargain. And luckily, we're in a good market here in Cleveland, where the negotiation for pricing is favored to the seller's side of things, but it also has to be realistic. So we are trying to sell houses, especially distressed houses with city violations that a buyer has to assume. So what that means is that in the city of Cleveland, if you assume violations and you don't fix the violations, then you could be prosecuted criminally for it. So I don't know legally if it's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony, but it's definitely some level of misdemeanor, and that's a criminal record on your self. So hopefully I was talking to somebody, or I was talking to the inspector yesterday. This is the reason why you have to put your properties into an LLC and get the advice of a lawyer on how to protect your liability personally. Because, you know, if your LLC gets criminally charged, then, you know, that's probably better than you getting personally charged as an individual, because that will stay on your record. That will affect a lot of things down the road for you. So talk to your lawyer, get your properties into an LLC, and talk to a CPA that knows real estate, and, you know, ask them how things should be organized. Both, number one, you should be thinking about, and a disclaimer, I'm not an attorney. I'm just going based on my own experience and my advisement from my attorneys and CPAs, that your business has to be organized first to protect your liability. So basically, everybody knows in America, everybody sues everybody, and everybody is trying to get some sort of compensation for something that they think somebody else is to blame for. So especially in property investment and management, you got tenants that are always trigger happy to sue because of one thing or another. So you need to get your property to an LLC. You need to or I don't know, LLC, or set up some sort of corporate entity so that you personally aren't liable for any claims against your company. And then, you know, that will protect your personal assets, your retirement money, and other assets that people can, and the courts can, quite frankly, get a hold of, and your income as well. If you get a judgment against you and you're supposed to pay it back, they will garnish your wages if they're able to. So keep that in mind, but also at the same time, do the right thing. So if your properties are an LLC, that doesn't give you an excuse to not do what's right, do handle violations appropriately with the court. And you know what I've seen is owners just walking away, and because they think that they're not personally liable, that they can just walk away from a situation. Now I'm not saying that that's sometimes you have to do that, but at the same time, you want to do the right thing as much as possible, if not all the time. So, because nobody's going to want to do business with you, the city's going to have a bad reputation with the community and the city government that you're working in to build your portfolio. So, with that, I'm going to let you go. We'll go hit another segment here later on today, but for now, we'll end this episode. So until next time, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.